The Macular Degeneration Foundation presents The Magnifier, issue number 97, October through December 2014. The Hubble Lens. London Eye Hospital Pharma announced today that it has initiated U.S. discussions to gain clinical data for its IOL AMD lens system. The IOL AMD is a novel intraocular lens, therefore IOL, system designed to restore lost vision and provide an independent lifestyle for patients with dry AMD and related diseases. The technology behind the IOL AMD lens was inspired by a method used to fix the Hubble telescope, thus the nickname Hubble lens. Another device, the Implantable Miniature Telescope, or IMT, has already been approved in the U.S. to address the problem of central vision loss. But a device such as the IMT, according to researchers Dr. Bobby Qureshi and Professor Pablo Artal, requires a much larger incision through which the lens is implanted. Another difference between the IMT and the IOL AMD is that the IMT magnifies the visual field to encompass the peripheral vision, while the IOL AMD redirects the image onto the peripheral retina without significantly magnifying it. Since the peripheral retina, however, does not offer the same clarity as does the macula, acuity with either lens system will be somewhat less than perfect. For further information about the IOL AMD, go to www.iolamd.com. Questions to Liz. Question. Liz, you provide some wonderful resources to your readers. Do you know of any that offer spiritual support? Liz answers, if you feel the need to bare your soul, a new website can help. Chaplains on Hand 24/7 offer spiritual comfort and support to anyone regardless of religious beliefs. It was created for those facing illness and grief and for caregivers, says the Reverend Eric J. Hall, President and CEO of Healthcare Chaplaincy Network, which runs the site. You'll find information and be able to chat with a chaplain and submit a prayer request. 12 chaplains from the Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish faiths, all board certified by the Association of Professional Chaplains, are now available. According to their motto, they will help anyone, whoever you are, whatever you believe. To connect with a chaplain, log on to chaplainsonhand.org or call 844-242-7524. The service is free. In the news, Eylea approved for diabetic macular edema. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals has announced that the FDA has approved Eylea injection for treatment of diabetic macular edema, DME, in the U.S. Eylea now joins Genentech's Lucentis as a treatment for DME in addition to neovascular age-related macular degeneration and macular edema after central retinal vein occlusion. Eylea has also been approved for these uses in the European Union, where it is marketed by Bayer Healthcare. They are still awaiting approval for treatment of branch retinal vein occlusion. Gene therapy study for wet AMD. The Center of Ophthalmology and Visual Science at the University of Western Australia has announced encouraging results from their Phase 1 trial of gene therapy for wet age-related macular degeneration. The new treatment approach could eventually eliminate or decrease the frequency of anti-VEGF injections. The therapy involves injecting a recombinant virus that continuously secretes a protein called SFIT-1, developed by Avalanche Technology, which inhibits blood vessel growth. The first 8 of 40 treated subjects have so far gained 6 to 9 letters on the acuity chart, compared to a loss of 3 letters in the untreated group. National Library Service Update. The National Library Service network of libraries is currently in the process of phasing out cassette books from their collection. They now offer books on cartridge as well as Braille and large print. In addition, registered patrons can now download audio and Braille books from the internet and play them on certain devices. To speak to a librarian in your service area during normal business hours, call this toll-free number 888-657-7323 and follow the prompts. Your call will be connected to the appropriate library. Blood pressure medication and AMD. The media has recently reported research from the University of Wisconsin which found an association between the development of age-related macular degeneration and the use of blood pressure-lowering medications. Before patients begin discarding their BP drugs, however, they should realize that an association between a drug and a disease means that they have a relationship, not that the drug causes the disease. Support Groups for AMD by Joe Fontenot, medical doctor, medical director of Community Services for Vision Rehabilitation. Support is something we all need at one time or another. Human beings are herd animals, and socialization is necessary for mental health. Solitary confinement causes delusions and hallucinations, and is widely regarded as the most severe punishment except for outright torture. Likewise, trying to keep a problem locked within ourselves is difficult. It is much easier and healthier to get it out by discussing with others, especially if they have been through the same experience. It may also result in obtaining information that will furnish solutions and relieve fears. What are support groups? Support groups are people who meet face-to-face, by telephone, or online to share experiences, discuss common problems, and seek solutions. Advances in communication and transportation have made it easier to find others with similar interests and problems. Support groups have helped many work their way through the challenges of living with age-related macular degeneration. They are usually free, meet at convenient times, and welcome new members. What group is best for me? The support group best for you depends on your individual preferences and favorite mode of communication. Some prefer simple, one-on-one conversations. Others enjoy interacting with a large group. If you are a social person, face-to-face groups may be the best. If you have transportation problems, a telephone group may be your selection. If you are computer literate and enjoy interacting online, Skyping or message boards may be for you. However you do it, you stand to gain a lot. What are the benefits of attending a support group? Decreased depression, exchange of information, tips, and coping skills, the knowledge that you are not alone and may even be better off than others. Aids and devices may be demonstrated or discussed, and socialization and perhaps even entertainment. Can there be problems with some support groups? There can be, such as one that does not start or end on time, has a leader who does not allow all to express themselves, has one or two members who dominate the meetings, one that gives advice or criticism without being asked to do so, or discusses religion or politics, or acts as a fundraiser for another organization. Where do I find a national support group? If you prefer one-on-one conversation and support, it is available through the Macular Degeneration Foundation at 1-888-633-3937. Also, the MD Partnership at 1-888-430-9898. And MD Support at 1-888-866-6148. Although MD Support is primarily a telephone conference online group, they will talk directly with you and may direct you to other types of groups. How do I find a support group in my community? You may ask your local low vision clinic, eye doctor's offices, or State Department of Rehabilitation Services for a recommendation. Summary: a support group of whatever type you choose is very likely to help you. It will be fun and is free. Group leaders are motivated by a desire to help you get through a difficult time. They are modern Good Day Samaritans, and you will enjoy their leadership and the company of other attendees. So even if you are not by nature a joiner, give it a try. You will be happy you did. Research on UV rays and cataract. A new study offers an explanation of how years of chronic sunlight exposure can increase the risk of cataract, a clouding of the eye's lens that typically occurs with aging. The study firms up a link between the sun's damaging rays and a process called oxidative stress. Oxidative stress refers to harmful chemical reactions that can occur when our cells consume oxygen and other fuels to produce energy. Cells within the lens contain mostly water and proteins and lack the organelles, literally tiny organs, typically found in other cells. This unusual makeup of lens cells renders the lens transparent, uniquely capable of transmitting light and focusing it on the retina at the back of the eye. When a cataract forms, the proteins inside lens cells show signs of oxidative damage, and they ultimately become clumped together, scattering light rather than transmitting it. So the theory goes, oxidative stress, or something like it, is responsible for destroying the neatly ordered proteins inside the lens and producing a cataract. The theory might sound simple, but there is a puzzling fact that doesn't fit. The oldest cells in the lens are not only devoid of the organelles that keep most other cells alive and functioning, they also get little to no oxygen. So how can they suffer from oxidative stress? The new study, led by researchers at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio, suggests that UV light may provide an answer. The study shows that UV light can damage lens proteins in a distinct way called glycation that is typically seen in cataract and in cells damaged by oxidative stress. In other words, UV light can substitute for oxygen to trigger harmful oxidative reactions in the lens. Prior studies have supported this theory, but the Case Western team has unveiled a detailed play-by-play of the chemical changes induced in the lens by UV light. Ram Nagarjaraj, PhD, the study's senior author and a professor of ophthalmology and visual sciences at Case Western, said, "Our study shows how UV light could promote cataract development and reiterates the importance of wearing sunglasses to protect eyes from the sun's harmful rays." That completes the magnifier issue 97 for October through December 2014.